This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today moved the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 in Rajya Sabha for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to amend the Railways Act 1989 and intends to enhance the power of the Railway Board and enhance the functioning and independence of the body. Moving the bill, Mr. Vaishnaw said that through this bill, all the provisions in the Indian Railway Board Act 1905 are proposed to be incorporated in the Railways Act 1989.
जो कोऑर्डिनेशन की जरूरत थी रेवेन्यू शेयरिंग के लिए, मान लो एक ट्रेन मुंबई से निकली और उसे आसाम की तरफ जाना है, तो पूरे रास्ते में जितने भी स्टेट्स या जितने भी दूसरे रेलवे सिस्टम आएंगे उनके बीच में रेवेन्यू का शेयर कैसे हो, उस सब को ध्यान में रखते हुए 1905 में पीडब्ल्यूडी से निकाल के रेलवे को रेलवे बोर्ड के अंतर्गत रखा गया। 1989 में रेलवे का एक नया एक्ट आया, उस वक्त अगर 1905 के एक्ट को इसमें मर्ज कर देते ठीक रहता, लेकिन तब नहीं हुआ। अब 1905 के रेलवे बोर्ड एक्ट के सभी प्रोविजन को 1989 के एक्ट में लाके एक सिंप्लीफिकेशन का प्रयास है इस बिल में।
द लोकसभा हैज ऑलरेडी गिवन इट्स नॉट टू दिस रेलवेज अमेंडमेंट बिल 2024। The Lok Sabha today took up the bills of Leading Bill 2024 for consideration and passing. It seeks to replace the Indian Bills of Lading Act 1856, which provides a legal framework for issuance of bills of lading. A bill of lading refers to a document issued by a freight carrier to a shipper. It contains details including the type, quantity, condition and destination of goods being carried. The Act states that a bill of lading is a conclusive evidence of goods on board. The legislation retains all provisions under the Act and adds that the central government may issue directions for carrying out the provisions of the bill. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, moved the bill in the House. He said the bill is very important for the shipping sector, particularly to enhance trading and commercial activities. The government today sought Parliament's nod to spend net additional 51,462 crore rupees in the current financial year. The second batch of the supplementary demand for grants was tabled by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the Lok Sabha today. President Draupadi Murmu launched a state-level campaign, Spiritual Education for Holistic Well-being, by the Brahma Kumaris on the occasion of their Golden Jubilee celebration in Hisar, Haryana, today. Speaking at the event, the President said,
जिस प्रकार गीता की शिक्षा के बल पर अर्जुन पॉजिटिव एनर्जी से भर गए, उसी तरह जीवन के संग्राम का सामना करने और उसमें विजय पाने के लिए प्रत्येक व्यक्ति को अपने भीतर आध्यात्मिक ऊर्जा का संचार करना चाहिए। आध्यात्म मानव निर्मित सीमाओं में से उठकर पूरी मानवता को एक सूत्र में जोड़ता है। आध्यात्मिक आधार पर निर्मित सामाजिक, आर्थिक, वैज्ञानिक, सांस्कृतिक, राजनीतिक या अन्य किसी प्रकार की व्यवस्था नैतिक और टिकाऊ बनी रहती है।
प्रेसिडेंट मुर्मू इज ऑन अ 3-डे विजिट टू हरियाणा, चंडीगढ़ एंड पंजाब फ्रॉम टुडे। The government has said that over 30 crore 68 lakh unorganized workers have been registered on eShram portal. The portal was launched in 2021 for creation of a comprehensive national database of unorganized workers. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha today, Minister of State for Labour and Employment Shobha Karandlaje said that of the total registered workers, more than 53% are women. He said so far, 13 schemes of different central ministries and departments have already been integrated with the eShram. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Mauritius tomorrow on a 2-day visit to the island country. During his visit, the Prime Minister will take part in the National Day celebrations of Mauritius as the chief guest on Wednesday. Mauritius celebrates its National Day on the 12th of March every year. The island nation gained independence from the British rule on the 12th of March in 1968. In Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Gujarat Giants at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai this evening at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The benchmark domestic equity indices today reversed initial gains and ended in a negative territory amid weak global cues. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, fell 217 points, almost 0.3%, to close at 74,115. And that is the end of this news bulletin.